This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for 5 to 11-year-olds. The company said trials showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and showed robust neutralizing antibody responses at the lower dose levels. Pfizer says it plans to seek authorization for the vaccine's use for the younger age group soon. Officials say a gunman has opened fire at a university in Russia. 8 people are dead and 28 are hurt. The Interior Ministry said the suspect was detained after being wounded in an exchange of fire with police. There was no immediate information on his identity or possible motive. Students and staff at Perm State University locked themselves in their rooms. Some video footage from the scene captured a black-clad, helmeted figure striding on a campus sidewalk, cradling a long-barreled weapon. Russia's investigative committee said the gunman fired a smoothbore hunting weapon. The university said about 3,000 people were on the campus at the time of the shooting. The Kremlin-backed ruling United Russia Party has claimed it won a 2/3 supermajority in Russia's lower house of parliament. This comes after 3 days of voting marred by mounting opposition claims of irregularities and ballot tampering. The election is widely seen as an important part of Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to cement his grip on power ahead of a possible run in the 2024 presidential election, making control of the State Duma key. The vote has been marred by the lack of significant opposition presence after authorities declared organizations linked to opposition figure Alexei Navalny to be extremist. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations is warning of a potential new Cold War if the United States and China don't repair their relationship. He calls that relationship between the two large and deeply influential countries completely dysfunctional. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the Associated Press this weekend ahead of this week's annual United Nations gathering of world leaders. He said the world's two major economic powers should be cooperating on climate and negotiating more robustly on trade and technology. He says they should be working together, even given persisting disputes about human rights, economics, online security, and disputes over sovereignty in the South China Sea. French President Emmanuel Macron will speak in the coming days with President Joe Biden in their first contact since a major diplomatic crisis erupted between France and the U.S. over a submarine deal with Australia, that according to an official on Sunday. The phone call is at the request of President Biden. A government spokesman, Gabriel Attal, said that there was shock and anger at first in France over the news of the deal, but now it's time to move forward. What the French now call a grave crisis erupted over the sudden surprise end to a 2016 contract worth at least $666 billion between France and Australia to build 12 conventional diesel electric submarines. Instead, Australia signed on with the U.S. and Britain for 8 nuclear-powered submarines. The U.S. flew Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland Sunday and tried blocking others from crossing the border from Mexico in a massive show of force that signaled the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on 3 flights, and Haiti said 6 flights were expected Tuesday. In all, U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camped around a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after crossing from Mexico. The U.S. plans to begin 7 expulsion flights daily on Wednesday, 4 to Port-au-Prince and 3 to Cap-Haitien, according to a U.S. official who is not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. The interim mayor of Afghanistan's capital says female employees in the Kabul city government have been told to stay home unless their jobs cannot be filled by men. The mayor on Sunday was detailing the latest restrictions. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.